Yeah, I'm Andy Cowie. I'm the Assistant Chief Constable responsible for local policing in the north of Scotland.
Brilliant. Okay, Andy, we've obviously come out of the community and safety resilience meeting this morning. There's been quite a few points that have been raised kind of from a policing point of view. You've obviously had a few years up here, so you're aware that the situation in Shetland is maybe different to on the mainland. A couple of things that were raised in particular, Jonathan Wills has raised this previously, but a shared control room was one of the ideas that he put forward. I know you were saying in the meeting that you're hoping in future that emergency services can work more together, and that's something you're keen to do moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's no doubt that the direction of travel over time will be towards more joint control rooms. At the moment, we're involved in a big programme of change around our control rooms as single services to get them absolutely bang on, modernised and able to work right across Scotland, not just for lower level crime, but also right up to the most serious incident, God forbid, a terrorist incident. So there's a lot of work ongoing with the changes around that, which we're doing singly as police service and fire service. But ultimately, there's no doubt that the direction of travel will be more towards joint control rooms, but not at this point.
And nationally, you were saying there's obviously kind of increasing financial pressures for the police force, but one of the things that you're looking at is this future plan over a 10-year period to look at that.
That's right.
Encouraging the community to have a say, I suppose, particularly in Shetland as well, and what issues should be addressed.
Yeah, absolutely. Policing's at its very best when the communities are heavily involved in policing, because, you know, particularly up here, our officers and staff live in amongst the community and part of that community. Our Chief Constable will be launching our 10-year strategy and consultation on that on Monday, and really encourage people to go onto the Police Scotland website to put their thoughts and views down for that, because what we're talking about is restructuring the service to make it sustainable. We're just like any other household, we've got a budget and we have to live within that. So there's some real challenges around that. So what should we be focusing on in specific around the threats and harms? Should we be focused more on those that are most vulnerable? What does that mean for us as we go forward? We should provide the same service around, right from antisocial behaviour right to the higher tariff aspects of that. Lots of policing is hidden. There's public protection stuff, sexual offences, which quite rightly are not out in the public glare. So there's a whole range of policing services, and we want people's views around what's important to them, and that includes in Shetland. What do they see as their local priorities? And we've heard today around lots of fantastic hard work being done by not just the police but other agencies and the council and communities around making Shetland a really, really safe place to live, which is fantastic. But nobody's complacent around that, and we still want, you know, to service those local priorities, whether it's road safety or tackling drugs being taken into Shetland or violent crime. I mean, we have 46 less victims of violence this year compared to last year. That's fantastic. But we're still really ambitious about making it even safer.
Yeah, I mean, we've obviously got Phil Gormley's coming up. I think it's the middle of next month,
That's
isn't
right,
it? So
yes.
It's a matter of weeks till he's coming up here.
Yes.
Will these concerns that have been raised kind of being taken on board as well? I know one of the things that you mentioned was he's passionate to have that more kind of localism, and also possibly devolving more to kind of local policing forces as well in future.
Yeah, I mean, that's the direction of travel. The Chief has been very explicit around that the secret to success is being locally responsive, because all crime happens in a locality. Even if it's a very serious crime, it still happens in a place. So he's very committed, as are all of us, to making sure that we're locally responsive to need. And that changes from, you know, in Shetland, it's different from Shettleston. And it's quite appropriate within Police Scotland that we can deliver a tailored service to different communities. So absolutely committed to that. But we do have to make some hard decisions, similar to any other agency in the public sector, around what does that actually mean and look like as we go forward. But that has to be a discussion and a debate as we move forward, you know, into 10 years. None of us have got a crystal ball to know what it's exactly going to be like in 10 years' time. We know what it's like just now. So we're trying to engage people in what's of interest to them, what services do they particularly appreciate and value,
as we design a more sustainable service.
And there's obviously a lot of reshuffling that's happening at the moment in terms of a control room point of view, but for Shetland to have a shared control room, is that a realistic goal, do you think, in future?
Not in the short term, no. I mean, the important thing is that we continue to have the high level of resource that we do have here, boots on the ground, and we've got policemen and women who are here who are delivering a really committed service. They're really enthusiastic about delivering a really good service. They're keeping Shetland safe, and it's safer even than it was last year. They're detecting a lot of the crime that is reported, and they're the envy of the rest of the Western world in how effective they're being. But none of us are complacent about that. But at this point in time, no, it's not an option that we are actively exploring for the short term around a shared one for Shetland.
From a wider point of view, though, obviously with the ambulance service, with the fire service as well, everybody seems to be experiencing financial difficulties and pressures. And one of the things that was mentioned in the meeting was that maybe software is a bit of a stumbling block when it comes to logging incidents and things like that. As a result of these financial pressures, is it forcing you to kind of work more closely than maybe what you've ever had to do before because of the pressures that you're under?
I mean, there's absolutely no doubt, and we're getting increasingly better at looking at the opportunities. Say, you know, around the estate that we've got, the premises, the buildings, is to say, well, actually, rather than having three different services in the local authority all having buildings in one village, is to say, well, actually, can we not just share one building? Very few of us are there all the time. Our officers want to have a base to be able to patrol from, but actually they don't join to sit in an office. They want to get out and about and meet people and prevent crime and give reassurance to people. So it does not make sense then to share premises and to cut the overheads or share the overheads for that. And right across Scotland, we're actively looking at that with colleagues from not just emergency services, but also councils right across Scotland.
And just finally, obviously, with Phil Gormley coming up, from a Police Scotland point of view, there is that realisation then that things are different here to other places, and that has to be taken on its own merits. Is that something he's aware of?
Absolutely, and he's been very keen to get out and about in Scotland, because obviously he's come from Norfolk in the West Midlands, up across the border, and he did it. Come to Shetland, but he was stranded in Orkney and he couldn't get to Shetland because of the weather, which is people that live up here know that's a reality of life, island life. So he's very keen to come here in 3 weeks' time. So pray for no mist or fog or anything like that. But he is going round Scotland to listen to people, to hear what their appreciations are. Obviously, having been here for 3 years myself, you know, I'm playing that back to him as he considers the future. Is that remote and rural and island life is quite distinct from urban central belt life. And he's very much about designing a service that's responsive and agile and flexible. And all these words, what they actually mean is that we address local need. And that is something that we'll continue to do moving forward, irrespective of what the budget is.